Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you find a small village in Andalusia, Spain, and settle down. I'm currently in Andalusia, Spain, surprisingly. After more than 3 months in Israel, which was actually a lot longer than expected, finally back on the road. And yes, for my period in Israel, it was really nice, although a little bit, as I mentioned, longer than expected. What I've learned is that the older you get and the more things you work on, the longer you have to stay in your home base, because there's a lot more administration and bureaucracy and business-related stuff and so on and so on. So surprisingly, there are a lot more attachments, and that's not something that I aspire to, so planning to work on that in 2017. And yeah, what else than that? I'm basically settled down a little bit in Malaga, in Spain. I'm not so sure about how long I'm going to stay there, but the weather is pretty cool for January. So that's one big benefit, because currently everything is rather cold in Europe, and I'm probably going to head to South America soon. So now I'm recording this episode actually from a small village called Antequera in the south of Spain, 1 hour ride from Malaga. And that follows a little bit my strategy for weekend trips, which I've shared on this podcast as well, which is basically disconnecting for the weekend, going away from the place where I work from, which is usually a city, to a smaller location, a village, which has a lot of nature surrounding it. So Antequera is pretty cool. And when I reach the village, usually on Friday, the first thing I'm trying to do on Saturday is to get away from it. And I'm exactly now recording the podcast from a viewing point of Antequera. I managed to find a way to get out of the village, and now I'm looking on it from above. And there is a road to the right that goes to the mountain, so I'm gonna take it. But I was thinking maybe I should do a recording just before. This small village now looks like a giant piece of cement, actually, which is always a nice reminder that most of what surrounds us is actually nature and not buildings. And I'm gonna post a photo of Antequera with the Torcal Mountain on our Facebook page on Become Nomad. You can search for it when the episode is live. And yeah, basically, starting February, I'm going to try to do a weekly podcast after a very long time of not being able to release those podcasts. They do take a lot of time to prepare. So hopefully that will happen. And I have big plans. I'm not still sure about what's going to happen, but the podcast is going to have a lot of nice things on it, like fireworks and balloons and interviews with people I meet in McDonald's and so on and so on. So I'm still trying to figure it out, but hopefully big things are going to happen. Now, the episode for today is an interesting episode, I think, about the travel blogs and the digital nomad blogs that I follow. The idea over here is that although I'm on the road for 6 years, it's always fun to follow other people as well and see what they're up to and the knowledge that they accumulated, because I do think that there is a lot to learn from everyone, even if you're on the road. Basically, the people that I'm going to mention here, the blogs that I'm going to mention here, I follow them on an application that I have, Feedly, an RSS application, and actually read those articles and I enjoy it. So it takes some time for a blog to reach my Feedly account, because, you know, my time, just like yours, is precious. But once I find something that I like, then basically it's really nice to follow it. I have to say that the travel blogs has become an industry, which is not such a nice thing. Everyone now has a travel blog, and some of them or most of them will be shut down very, very fast. A lot of them are kind of a copy-paste of the most popular ones. Most of them are using the same revenue strategies, like let me show you how to write a blog and so on, and lots of affiliation links. And that's totally okay, because all of us need to make some money. But only a few of them are actually, I think, are standing up and showing something that is different and unique. And those are exactly the ones that I follow. As for the links for all the blogs that I mentioned, they're going to be on the show notes. So feel free to check them out. And let's start. Okay, so we're starting with the list. But before we do, I'll just say that me personally, I prefer to follow bloggers that discuss all aspects of travel and digital nomad lifestyle. And I don't really enjoy that much the sightseeing blogs that are basically showing you a location and featuring a location. I find it a little bit boring. I do enjoy stories, but I look for other things as well, or added value. And the things that I look for are basically the following. The first one is persistence, and that's the ability to continue posting without disappearing for very, very long terms. Over here, by the way, Become Nomad is in a huge problem because we only published about 40 articles in 4 years. So I'm actually looking for something that I don't comply with, but it's nice to be in touch with people that actually post often. And this is the first thing, probably not the most important thing. I think that the most important thing for me is new information. So the idea is that I want to learn something new that gives value, that can be either practical or inspirational. I prefer practical. And by the way, that's one of the reasons of why Become Nomad blog posts are so rigid and a little bit dry, bullets all over the place with no fluff. I think that a lot of it has to do with me not being able to write, but the other reason is that I'm actually looking to provide cutting edge value on a specific topic and taking out the fluff. So it's all styles of writing, and that's, and all of them are okay. That's my preference. And the third thing I'm looking for is fun to read. So as everyone else, I like to be entertained, and when there are good pieces to read, and then that's a lot better, especially when I'm on my Feedly reader. So the combination of persistence, new information, and entertainment is how I choose my blogs. And I think that not all blogs can be the same. For example, if you're entertaining, you're gonna lack a little bit on the knowledge and the new value from things. So the idea is that not all blogs can give you all those free things, persistence, new information, and fun to read. But I'm looking for blogs that at least give one of those. And that's why I have a combination of blogs, so I can have all of the bunch together. So this blog post, and I'm going to organize the blog post basically by titles to make it a little bit more clear and to be able to differentiate between the blogs. Again, all the links are going to be on becomenomad.com. You can go there, and in the top menu, you're going to see a category called Digital Nomad Blogs. That's the second category. Just click on it and you're going to have all the links. So we're starting with the first category, which is well-written blogs. So those are the guys that are able to write wonderfully, which is a skill that for me is amazing. I can't figure it out. And people who can tell stories, that can write in a way that really enters your heart. So over here I have two blogs. The first one is actually a tribute. It's called Johnny Vagabond, and it was written by Wes Nations. Now, Wes Nations passed away about 2 years ago, which was actually shocking news. Now, the blog is still there. It's still online. Wes was a true traveler. He could think deep and especially write beautifully. I've read some of his posts and I was like, totally, that was a story that really went deep. So a great ability to write beautifully. And I think his loss is big on the travel blog sphere. So that was the first one, and I recommend checking it out. The second one is called Legal Nomads. Now, Legal Nomads focuses more than anything on food, which is something that while traveling, food and travel, the combination of great food in places where the writer Jody is traveling. I do like this blog. It has an outstanding writing, and the blog is well-rounded example of how a travel blogger can be very articulate, putting readers first, which is something that really sticks out in Jody's blog. that it's not about hype, and Legal Nomad stays away from the hype and actually gives you beautifully written posts. Some of them are about food, some of them are actually about more general stuff. Chodu recently wrote an article about chronic pain while traveling, which was a very good article that you can learn a lot from on human conditions and so on and so on. So very recommended. I'm moving on to the next category, which is basically fun to read. So needless to say, those are the vlogs that, you know, I get them and I don't have to prepare for a big read. I just go over them and have fun. And the first one is called Wandering Earl. Now, Earl is a great guy. I had the privilege of meeting him twice in Romania over coffee in Starbucks, in Brasov and in Bucharest, and also to have an interview with him, which is on the podcast in one of the first episodes that we had. Earl has traveled for more than 14 or 15 years already. I think he's a perpetual traveler and there's a lot to learn from him. The posts that he has on the blog are simply charming. They're fun to read, sometimes they're super funny, and Earl is a great guy. So that's basically, I think that's one of the main things that I can say, is that simply a positive vibe to the blog, so recommended. Now, the second blog is Uncornered Market. So this one is by a nomadic couple, Dan and Andre, and they're traveling the world and writing interesting posts about their experiences. So you have a nice mix in this blog of personal stories together with high quality travel advice. So really great blog, and hopefully there will be more and more frequency to posting, because I really like to read their posts. The next one is another nomadic couple, and it is called Making It Everywhere. Now, this one is by Mission Rob, and basically the information here is also funny and also informative. Mission Rob are also dealing a little bit with marketing, so it's very evident here that they know how to entertain a crowd. And the nice thing about Mission Rob, I think, is that also they're creating really relevant resources for nomads. For example, they have the Nomad Project map that basically featured nomads from around the world, an idea that a lot of people try to do. I think it didn't work that well also for Nomad Project, because it's very difficult to do. But still, it's pretty amazing to see nomads that are creating resources for other nomads, and all of us should continue and try to do it. And the second one is a community that they have. They have an internal digital nomad community. So simply great work, and hopefully they can continue and generate also more content on their blog and also more services and products for us nomads. Although I have to say we're a tough crowd as nomads. We're usually very, very bootstrapped, aware about prices, and are not really willing to pay for anything. So it's hard to create products for us, but still, for those of us who are trying, that's pretty amazing. The next blog that I recommend is Never Ending Voyage, and this one is by another nomadic couple, which is Simon and Erin. And now that I actually think about it, there are so many nomadic couples featured here that it makes me think that maybe there is an advantage to being a nomadic couple, because then when someone gets tired and doesn't want to update the blog, their partner can update the blog. So it's pretty perfect, actually. Makes me wonder, maybe I should get myself a partner as well, so to boost the blog. So Simon and Erin have a really cool blog. I like the design, by the way. It's a beautiful design that they have. And not only do they have quality content, but also, just like Mission Rob, they're creating products for nomads, and they actually create applications that are helpful for travelers. One of their application is actually a travel wallet where you can track your expenses and so on. So pretty cool. And respect for the builders. So not only writing, but building stuff as well. Now, moving on to the next category, which is popular blogs. The ones that are simply massed with traffic. And a lot of respect for those guys, whoever managed to actually get such amounts of traffic that they actually make a living out of the blog. And there aren't that many of us. I have to give you a word of warning, and I'm certainly not one of them. There are very, very few people that can manage to make a living out of a travel blog. And for all of you, aspiring travel bloggers out there, you're probably not gonna make a living out of your blog. I'm saying it well in advance, and you have to be aware of it. It's a typical industry where there is a lot more supply than demand, because everyone wants to write about their travels and make money from it, but not everyone is willing to pay for it. So those of us who actually made it into the popular section, they deserve a lot of respect, and they did it because they're both offering quality and have amazing marketing skills. So there's a lot to learn from them. The first one is Nomadic Matt. And this is basically, I think Nomadic Matt is the most popular travel blog in the world. Huge amount of traffic, amazing SEO. He's basically showing up first in many, many searches that are the most lucrative one on Google. And that's for a good reason. It's because of the quality of content. The quality of content is good. The marketing element there is not saturated. There isn't that much in your face marketing. It's a good combination of good quality advice and great marketing. Now, Matt is giving good advice on saving money and sustaining constant traveling. So definitely a blog that you should check out, especially if you're an aspiring travel blogger. The second blog is Adventurous Kate. Now, Kate was one of the first bloggers that I started following when I started my nomadic path. She has good posts. I really enjoy reading her posts, although I have to say that most of her blog mainly targets solo women travelers. So that's definitely recommended for women who are traveling, but I enjoy it nevertheless. I think Kate is doing an amazing job in both creating good, entertaining content and also marketing her blog with great social media skills. And social media, by the way, needless to say that I'm giving the links for the blogs, but all those blogs usually have their social media channels. Basically, more than anything, it's going to be Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Some of them are doing amazing work there, and actually sometimes the social media is even more important and more popular than the blog itself. So that's something that Kate does very well. And moving on to the next popular blog, which is Expert Vagabond. So that one is by Matthew, and also a good blog about locations, a combination of interesting stories and very good photography skills. And Matthew is really good in photography, so that's the added value here. Some of the articles will actually teach you how to make better shots while traveling, so that's pretty cool. Moving on to the next category, which is travel magazines. So until now, we focused a lot on travel writers and maybe a little bit of the digital nomad trend, but here we're going into general travel magazines, which I enjoy as well. There are very few of them that I read. The first one is a blog that recently came to my knowledge, and it's a very impressive magazine called Roads and Kingdoms. Now, this one is taking an in-depth look on locations and important events around the world. It's good. It's good because more than anything, it's beautifully written. Sponsored, by the way, I think it was built by Anthony Bourdain, which is one of a big influencer in the blogging and the entertainment industry. And Roads and Kingdoms is slowly becoming one of my favorite travel reads, because they simply have high quality of writing and great ability to tell stories and really fun stories that you can't find that much on regular travel blogs. So that's pretty cool. The second travel magazines that I follow is Matador Network. Now, I think I would put Matador Network on the entertaining section more than anything, because they release over there pretty short bits of articles about traveling and travel locations and so on, in the style of five things you shouldn't do in Nebraska and so on and so on. But pretty cool stuff. Sometimes you have really good articles there. So Matador Network is basically a good place to go if you have some time to kill and you feel like reading some fun stuff. The next travel magazine that I recommend is Map Happy. Now, this one is a very unique resource that I enjoy. It doesn't have that many stories and so on, but it simply focuses on practical tips for travelers and traveler news. So a lot of up-to-date things that happen in the travel world and practical tips. So I have a feeling we really need more of those, and Map Happy is doing a good job. The next magazine that I recommend is New Nomad. This blog or magazine has been around for a long time. It used to be one of the top leaders in the nomadic writing sphere. It's not updating as frequently as it used to. The content is good, so it's quite a pity. By the way, this is something that happens a lot. Travel blogs are, even the popular one, will sometimes disappear. And that's pretty natural because people are often sick of traveling, getting married and buying a home. Moving on to next category, I rank it as thought leaders in the digital nomad and the travel industry. And those are the people who go a little bit deeper, that sometimes offer views that are not that mainstream, and are running away from the copy-paste templates of travel blogs, so I really like those ones. The first one is Nomadic Notes, and it is written by James, who I think does something extraordinary. James has been traveling for many, many years. He's kind of a leader, I think, of the industry, and I hope that he continues to create such high-quality content for the digital nomad community. The second thought leader that I would like to mention is the Almost Fearless blog. Now, this one is written by Christine. She has a very nice gift of writing, simply high quality writing. And her blog has always been regarded, highly regarded, as something different than the copy-paste travel magazines that we mentioned. Some of the posts are groundbreaking, I think, and a lot of them have to do, for example, the short history of digital nomads, where Christine is actually showing the major event that allowed for this trend to happen. So very thought-provoking articles, and on a variety of topics, from travel, remote work, and family life. So something nice to check out. Moving on to the next thought leader's blog. This one is called Tynan. So Tynan has built another extraordinary project, which has a really unique voice in comparison to all the other blogs out there. The blog discusses travel, productivity, which is very important for digital nomads, and mindset and practical tips and so on and so on. So really something to follow, and a really good job there. And the last blog I would like to mention on this thought leader section is Levels.io. Now, this one is written by Peter Levels, and over here there is a lot of respect for Peter for what he's doing, because he's not only writing, he's building a lot of cool stuff for the community. You might know the project Nomad List. He has another project, Nomad Forums, and he's also working on job sites for digital nomads. Now, the blog itself deals a lot with coding, which I think is a very required skills for building if you're a digital nomad, and that's one of my main sorrows of not going into more deep into coding. So Peter is all about writing about coding, building stuff, and a lot about the future of work and travel. So very innovative and good work. Moving on to the section of the new travel blogs that I follow. So we're starting with Dangerous Business. So this one is a recent discovery. So this one is written by Amanda, and the blog is also well written. It's very enjoyable and totally recommended. One new blog that recently came to my attention is Spartan Traveler. This one is an interesting blog from Clayton that also discusses a variety of topics: travel, remote work, productivity, business, and so on and so on. So definitely looking forward to reading more of Clayton's articles. One more blog is The Travels of Adam. Now, this one is a very high quality blog with interesting articles and good city guides on locations like Berlin, Tel Aviv, and Boston. So good work. Moving on to Camels and Chocolate. Now, this one is a very interesting blog written by Christine. I enjoy following it for two main reasons. Now, the first one is that she's really a writer, not a blogger, so it's fun reading her story. And secondly, what she does is basically just giving a personal story about what she's up to, usually with family and friends, and incorporating it with photos, very high quality photos. So very unique style, and which is very enjoyable to read. So very good. The last blog on the list of the new travel blogs I follow is Goats on the Road. Now, this one is another couple, of course, and those guys are from Canada, and they're writing on a wide array of travel-related topic in a fun and knowledgeable way, becoming very popular, this blog, so definitely something I'm looking forward to reading more of. Good work there as well. And we're switching to the next category, the business category. Now, as you know, you cannot really travel long term without thinking too little about business. Business is important, making money on the road is important. And over here, I'd like to recommend two resources. The first one is Tropical MBA. Now, this one is a little bit more even a podcast than a blog, but still they release the show notes for each podcast episode. So Dan and Ian have probably the best lifestyle design blog and podcast with great tips on generating income. And this one focuses on generating income while being location free. The podcast is great. I listen to it every week. And in addition to that, they have also created the Dynamite Circle community, which adds to their glamour, a community that I'm part of. And I'll just go back to what I said before, and I'll tell all of you inspiring digital nomads and also those of you who are currently on the road, that over the years I figured out that in order to be exceptional, you have to create and build. It's not enough just to write or maybe even to travel. Well, for some of us it is, but the ones that are really high achievers, and which connects also a little bit with happiness, is if you're building cool stuff. So as you've seen, a lot of the people that were mentioned here are actually people that have built cool stuff. Now, the second blog on the business category is Nomad Capitalist. This one is written by Andrew, and very interesting topic on is dealing with second passports, offshore living, wealth creation, global citizenship, and so on and so on. So interesting concepts over there, which I recommend to at least to get acquainted to. And now let's switch to the last category of this podcast for the blogs, which is basically travel tech blogs. So the first one would be Too Many Adapters. Now this one is a great blog from Dave about everything there is for to prepare you on the technological side, which is, and as I mentioned, an important aspect, so totally recommend it. The other one is Fox Nomad. This one is written by Anil and is discussing technology and travel together, which is, again, a really nice addition to what Too Many Adapters does, and that's why I follow the two of them. Definitely worthwhile to work on your technological skills as you travel, and those two blogs will help you do that. Now, before we conclude, I'll just mention that there is a nice project, a travel blog list with over 2,300 blogs. So if you're ever bored or you want to explore more and go maybe more on the fringes of the not so popular blogs, I definitely recommend checking out his list. And I got actually some of the blogs here from his list. So I will recommend for those of you who are trying to write their own blog or are thinking about starting out, take a look at this list, on my list and on Joa's list, and try to figure out what can you do different. Is there really value in what you're supposed to create, or you're just creating another travel blog? Totally recommend it to have a unique, different voice and value. And yeah, that's basically it. So it's a pleasure to go back podcasting and traveling as well, being on the road. I'm gonna send a newsletter soon. So if you're not subscribed to the Become Nomad newsletter, you can easily do so by going on becomenomad.com. There is a box where you can subscribe. And yeah, other than that, I'll see you hopefully next week. I hope you enjoy where you are. Have a good one. Bye-bye.